In Achna Cliff, as well as at Dring, the next stop you will see Loch Gauna on your left, a freshwater lake, and there's a car park with a good picnic site at Dring if you feel like taking a break on your tour. Loch Gauna contains one large island in the southwestern part, Inchmore, which was the site of a monastery founded in the 6th century by St. Columbkill. The monastery was raided by the Vikings in 931, being looted but survived until 1540, when monasteries were dissolved by order of Henry VIII, when he became head of the church in England, thus separating from the Catholic Church in Rome. The dolmen is actually a portal tomb, one of only four portal tombs in County Longford. Along with that, nearby a Clean Rath and two others in Moyne and Drumlish, and is the only example easily accessible by the public. The word dolmen may come from Breton words meaning stone table. Dolmens make up the majority of the megalithic monuments in Ireland, and the settlers who built them were leaving a permanent mark on the physical landscape. Dolmens date from over 3000 BC, and they were used to commemorate the dead and also may have acted as centres for various ceremonies in the area. Drive on to Dring and the lake shore. Watch out for a left turn signposted Lake Gauna as you leave the village.